Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Before we get started on today's episode, we just wanted to let you know how you could work with Made by Mamas as a partner.
If you listen to the podcast regularly, you'll hear that we love working with brands that we're really passionate about.
And that could be talking about a brand's fantastic products on the podcast to someone listening right now like you, giving a shout out on socials or even hosting an event for you.
If you're listening and you'd like to hear a bit more about how we partner with brands and how we could potentially work together, we would love to chat. Send us an email to mbm@insanityhq.com. That email address is also in the podcast description too.
We can't wait to hear from you. Now let's get started on today's podcast. Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. Happy Halloween! Frightening?
Like, I'm terrified. I'm actually really I thought you was going to say morning. So then when you went, I was like, what are we doing here?
It's a scary, scary, scary day. We're recording this on Halloween, although I feel like Halloween's been dragging on for sort of three or four. Like, we went trick-or-treating for the first time on Friday. Yeah, I've been doing it all weekend.
God, you love it, don't you? No, we're going to go tonight, but we do a Halloween trail. The road that I live on and Axel's school, they basically organise a Halloween trail. So I think it's 10 houses, decorate their houses. One of them is mine. Mm. And there's a clue hidden in the decorations and all the kids go round and they put the word together. So we have had lots of kids dressed up in Halloween costumes outside our house every single day of half term.
It's been going on and on. Weirdest thing that we got given was some of the kids got Conkers as opposed to sweets.
I love that.
Dozer loved it. The kids were furious. They're like, where's the marshmallow? Where are the Mau Maus? Are they called Mau Maus?
Mau Wams.
Mau Wams.
Yeah.
Then another house that we went to, this was on Saturday night, they'd wrapped up boiled sweets in tin foil which I thought was random.
Oh my God,
and
right.
Some of them weren't boiled sweets. They were Brussels sprouts.
I mean, some people have got too much time.
Who's got
if
time to do that?
If you've got time to wrap up boiled sweets in foil and then Brussels sprouts, you have got too much time on your hands. Although I quite like the trick element because, you know, trick or treat is really just treat, isn't it?
That is one sick bastard that is taking such enjoyment in
do you reckon they don't
the
have kids?
Kids?
They definitely don't. All the ones who don't have kids really get into Halloween and they love the trick part of it.
Yes.
They want to be mean. They want to be mean to the kids. I mean, I understand.
I said, oh, this is interesting, because we were all on the street doing it, so we're sort of hanging around and walking past, and they were sort of still waiting on their doorstep. And I was like, this is interesting. And he went, Halloween's not just for kids, you know. But get away from that man.
Kind of is. Hate to break it to you.
Now, I can see something as you speak to me today in your mouth.
Oh, don't. If I'm sounding really weird, because I can't work out if I am talking weird or if it just really
You're
hurts.
Not.
I've got a brace in my mouth. Well, I call it the mouse trap because you can't see it so much from the front, but inside my mouth is basically all metal. Oh. And my tongue has been cut to like shreds. And it's just wonderful. And I'm basically now like a 6-month-old baby learning to eat again. Yeah, like, you know, like when you don't really know what to do with your tongue and you're like, that's me eating. So if you see me out in a restaurant or something, I can't even use a straw.
Why? Because it gets stuck on the inside of the metal.
I can't do that because there's like all up here. Do you know what I mean?
So what's going on? You're having a lot of dental work
over
the next
year. I've
got
two baby teeth and they've got to be removed, and I've got to make space for adult teeth to come down. So this is making the space. So then the baby teeth will come out. I'm going to have two fake teeth there while the adult teeth grow down.
What? They're there. They never came down.
Yeah, they never came down, but it's because there's no space for them to come down. So they've got to make the space. So then I've asked for two fake teeth in the front. They'll be like nails, you know, like a false nail.
Yeah.
So they won't have a back. They'll just be hanging there. And then once they come down, then I'm going to have train tracks, but purely because it'll be quicker.
George is like a 7-year-old all over again.
I am. I'm going back, and I still don't understand why my teeth didn't fall out. And Axel is really petrified because he's the only one in his class who hasn't lost a tooth yet. And he is petrified that he's not going to lose his teeth. He's like, Mum, am I going to be like you? Am I going to be 33 and I've still got baby teeth?
How much do you reckon you'll get for your baby teeth? You've got to pop them under the pillow for the tooth fairy, right?
Yeah, I hope I get a Chanel bag. That would be good, wouldn't it? Oh my God, I should I've missed a trick. I need to get onto my dad. My parents got away with two baby teeth that they didn't pay for.
Exactly. You make them pay.
I'm going to stay over. I'm going to leave them under my pillow. And I'm going to say, because of inflation, I need a Chanel bag, and
it's
they
now
owe
gone
it
up
to
the price of a Chanel bag. Kids felt so. The other day, Isla said to me, Zosie, do you know where a hair bobble is? And I was like, yeah, no, if you just go into my top drawer. I was like, it'll just be in one of the little trays.
Oh,
there.
God, I would never go in your top drawer.
No, well, yeah, okay. Firstly, there's a vibrator in there, so I should 100% not let her go into my top drawer. But secondly, I forgot that I've got two of her teeth wrapped up in the tissue paper. And she was like, what are these? And I was like, oh, it's like sometimes the tooth fairy can't get in because you haven't opened the window. And I was like, I just think they're two of the teeth that didn't get collected. And she looked at me and I was like, oh, no.
I can't believe it. Abish, how old is she now?
Oh God, I've got to tell you about what I found Luna doing as well. She is going to be 10 in next year, early next
year.
So
she's old enough to know that the tooth fairy's not real. Okay.
Can't say that out loud.
People will
be listening. No, but there'll be people listening to this in the car with their kids in the back or in the kitchen.
I feel like I've upset
in.
You. I feel like I've upset you. So the tooth fairy isn't real.
Say it out loud. The tooth fairy gets upset. Now I need to talk to you about what I found Luna doing in bed the other night.
Because
I feel like, although I don't know if I should share this, because I feel like this will come back to haunt her for the rest of her life. I'm going to share it anyway. I walked in the other night, I put her to bed. She said, do you mind if I just do some drawing and some writing for a bit? And I'm like, absolutely not. So we put a little side lamp on and I said, good night. And I said, I'll come and check on you in 10 minutes. 10 minutes later, I went back up and she's there with her pad. And she quickly turned the pad away from me. And I said, oh, what are you doing? And she said, oh, I'm just writing a list of things that I want. So I thought she was writing like a Christmas list or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, do you want to show mummy? And she said, no, I don't want you to see it. I said, oh, look, please show me. And she said, okay. She turned the pad and she goes, number one, she'd drawn a picture of a boy. She was like, boyfriend. She wrote boyfriend next to it. I was like, that is not the worst of it. So I was like, okay. And then she said, next one was tiny miniature like items, mini brands they're called. She loves them.
Yeah.
Her little doctor, mini brands.
Normal. Okay, right. Normal thing on a list. Yeah.
Normal thing on the list. Third one, gluten-free pizza. Fine, she's done a pizza.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Item number four was a vagina. I said, what's that? And she goes, she'd drawn it. I mean, the delicacy of the drawing. Like, my child is a genius.
How did she draw it? Like a bum, but not
She'd done
bum.
Like a bum with the slit down the middle. And she'd done like little hairs. And I said, what? She went, I'm just waiting for my grown-up vagina to arrive because I can't wait to see it.
What does she want it for?
She just wants to know how it feels.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
I didn't know what to say. I just went, okay, what's next on the list? And then she went, grown up boobs. And I went, okay, I'll take that pad now. Good night. It's time for you. I literally left the room traumatized. What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to work out. I don't know. Has Isla been talking about it?
There's been a lot of vagina chat in the house recently. Right. And they've been stuffing, like, they've been stealing my bras and stuffing them with socks and running around. I feel like I did that when I was a kid.
I definitely did that. And I really thought they looked real as well.
Me too.
I actually stuffed my bra with socks. And then, because my mum would never let me have long hair, I tied a yellow scarf around the end, like the bottom of my hair. So I had, like, I felt like I had a long ponytail running down my back. And I tried to go to school like it. And it was my dad taking me to school that day. And my dad couldn't say, like, no, because he still can't say no, but he couldn't say no to tell me to take it off.
So you went to school with it?
I went to school with a bra on at like 7 probably, with socks in it, and a scarf, like, pretending to be hair down my back. And my mum picked me up. She was furious.
Did you spend the whole day at school like that?
Yeah.
Wow, your school was quite liberal.
And I think I was just like, you know, like, pushing my boobs out and flicking my hair at my fake scarf hair.
Yeah, around. I think, like, Luna's asking, because Isla started wearing these sort of training bras. They're like little mini crop top things.
Yeah.
So I've got her, and Luna's like, please, mummy, please, can I have them? And I just think 6 is too young for it. That's just me. I'm like, she's got plenty of time to wear a training bra. I think 6 is too, like, maybe 8. Like, Isla was 9 when she started wearing them. And you always do things at an earlier age than your sister because you're the littlest.
Yeah,
fine. But I just feel like 6 years old. I'm happy for them to, like, run around and do all that. And we obviously talk about periods. We talk about willies and vaginas and, you know, it's fine. But I think wearing a bra is like a step too much. Doesn't need it.
No. And I feel like, what is it? It's nothing, is it? It's just some cloth. But it's what, I guess it's like what it represents and then what it leads to. And, like, I don't know. Yeah.
Plus, we've seen what she wants on her list. She's waiting for a grown-up vagina so she can meet her boyfriend. I'm fucked.
She's going to have a thong on her Christmas list. That is what is next. She's going to want a thong.
You know, Rachel? Anyway, look, we've been wanging on for ages. We need to get into today's conversation because it's a special podcast for you today. And something that George and I are very excited about, aren't we, George?
We are, and a bit nervous.
So, George, let's get into it. Who are we talking to today?
Today, we are chatting to Made by Mummies!
Yay! Those two are legends. Right, let's get on with the conversation.
They are. It's a great chat. They're really lovely girls.
No, we're being silly because this podcast is about our amazing live event, which is coming up on Thursday, the 8th of December. Something that Georgia and I have been wanting to do for years and years and years, but we're finally in a position to be able to actually, you know, find a venue, you know, have the numbers to hopefully sell all the tickets. And, you know, we know that we've created this whole community of doing these podcasts week after week, and you guys really wanted to see us live. So we're doing it.
We are. And it's really exciting. And actually, do you know what? Just to add, quite a few of you have been messaging saying you want to come, and, well, you're coming on your own and you're a bit nervous. And we are going to put something together so that if you are coming on your own, there'll be like somewhere you can meet or like, you know, walk from the station, that kind of thing. Yeah. So that is absolutely coming. But we wanted to have a chat about our live show and what it's going to be about, because obviously this is for you.
What it's going to look like, we're doing it where, can you tell us where the venue is, George? We're doing it in King's Cross.
So it's King's Cross. It's a place called King's Place. It's not far from a station. In fact, I drove, but I met you at the station, didn't I?
I walked there the other day.
We had the podcast awards there a few years ago. It's a lovely venue. There's a bar.
Yeah. Yes.
It's got 300 seats.
Yes, 300. We've gone for a room with 300 seats. We thought that would be a number that we would, you know, we would be able to hopefully sell. So we know that ticket sales have gone really well over the weekend. So yeah, I guess we want to put on like a proper night for you that you feel you can get dressed up. You can come with your friends, or Georgia said, come on your own. It's 5 minutes walk from the station. You can have some drinks. You know, we can have a laugh together. We're curating a really amazing goodie bag for you guys as well, which, you know, we'll kind of make announcements around, but it'll be something really lovely for you. And it's just a night away from the children, really, to go and, you know, meet new friends, you know, come and watch us, come and support us. We would absolutely love to meet you guys because obviously we get messages from you week after week, but to actually put faces to messages will be so lovely for us. So we're going to do one main interview. And then we've reached out, and Kerry, I think we'll probably make that announcement, Life with Ivy Coco. She's going to be one of the girls on the panel. And then we are just putting together the other two. So we're going to have a conversation around body image and sex and, you know, sex post babies and just kind of, I guess, how we feel about our changing bodies and, you know, intimacy and stuff like that. So that's going to be a really great great conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think we want to have one of our experts on. But because we've been doing this podcast for so long, we have got a list of so many people and so many people we love to come on. So we really love your feedback. Like, what, you know, what expert would you like to hear from? You know, we're gonna have a normal format where you can send in your questions and we can answer them on the stage, or we might even pass a mic around. We don't know yet.
Yeah,
I guess we really want this to be collaborative. Like, we want to get you involved, and we want to hear from you what you'd like us to cover. Like we've just said, we're going to cover like body image, sex post baby, but there's so much. I mean, we could go on for days.
Yeah, so it's just about picking out the right people for you guys. So just send us messages on Instagram like you normally do, and we're going to do our best over the next 5-6 weeks to kind of make this show exactly what you want. And then afterwards, we're going to go out and have a few drinks. Well, there's a bar there. Yay. So we're just going to end up getting, because we're staying in London, Georgia and I. We're part of the deal of buying the tickets is you have to come on a night out with us afterwards. That's right, isn't it?
It is. That is absolutely right. So yeah, if you're coming along, let us know. We'll book somewhere.
We'll keep the link up as well. We'll put the link up in the show notes as well, but we'll keep putting it up on Instagram.
And share it in your like mum WhatsApp groups.
Yes.
And your like PTA groups and all of those sorts of things, because obviously it's good for us because bums on seats, but also you're introducing people to the community that we've created. And yeah, that would be amazing. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we? We're going to be back on Friday. We've got an episode that we have already recorded, an amazing Q&A all around family law. It's really interesting, wasn't it?
It was so interesting, and so many things. Actually, so many archaic laws that I didn't feel like were still around. And I, you know, there's so many things that you don't want to think about. You don't want to think about having to get a lawyer involved in like family issues.
Not.
But it's a real, you know, it happens to so many people. And so even if it's not something you're currently going through, we learned so much from it. So definitely have a listen, and also direct any of your mates to listen who might be going through like a breakup, or they might be getting married or anything like that, because there's some really interesting tips on there.
Yeah. And I also just wanted to jump in on that I went through, you know, not directly, but obviously through Dozer, some quite sort of intense conversations and court hearings and all the rest of it when there was a sort of custody thing going on with Isla. And it is a really sort of scary place if you are going through a separation and you don't really know what your rights are, and you don't really know that you can go and represent yourself in court, that, you know, things like that. So this answers a lot of those questions. I wish I'd had that podcast actually 6 years ago when Doz was going through it. But yeah, it's a really great chat.
And actually, Zoe, just before we go, I think it was this time last week, you were just about to have the kids for half term, and you said to me, "Oh, I just can't wait to spend time with them. It's going to be it's going to be amazing." And I was sort of like, "Oh yeah, it really will be." And in my head thinking, I can't wait for the phone call on Friday where you're like, "Can they fuck off back to school now?" And tell us, how was it?
The last thing that I said to them yesterday, or I said to Doz, was they were going to the Halloween party, was like, "You need to get my children away from me now." I was standing on the doorstep. So I've got to be honest with you, the first 3 days or 4 days were lovely. You know, like my levels of patience were really topped up, and I felt very present, and I was really excited because I was very tired from working so much. So I was like, We went swimming and we went to Willow's Activity Farm Park and we did all these really lovely things. By Wednesday or Thursday, I was starting to just lose my mind with them, really. The incessant fighting, bickering, shouting. They've completely trashed the house. I don't know anyone else's kids doing this, but it's just never enough for them. You know, you can do 1,000 things and they'll still come to you at the end of the day and go, you didn't make me any chips with my lunch today, or you know, you didn't do that with me today. And I just think, I don't know whether it's my children or whether it's everyone's child that says that, but I was just like this morning I said to him, I was just like, I'm not enjoying this any longer. I'm really not. They're not listening to me. They're shouting back, answering back.
Yeah, if the breaks were 3 days, so you had like a little 3 days off and then they went back to school and then like that would be nice, wouldn't it? I actually we went out for a burger. What day was it? I can't remember. Last Friday or something. And Axel had gone to ask the guy who owns the restaurant to put like something in a box for him. And he obviously called back like, can someone put this in a box? And Axel went, oh, he's obviously got servants back there. Right. And I was like, really? Like, he's got servants? And he went, yeah, he's got servants. And I went, what do you think that's like? And he went, oh, no, I've got one. And I was like, you've got a servant? Who's your servant? And he went, you
stupid.
Like, literally, like, just deadpan, like, well, you, like, you're my set. You, and that pretty much sums it up for me. Like that just said it all. I was like, everything I've been feeling, that is valid. That is exactly how I feel.
I feel exactly the same as you, George. And this is not about my love for them. This is not. Love for them or how I feel about being a mother, because I will stand by the fact that it's the best thing I've ever done. But all of the shit around it and the way that they took, like sometimes the way they talk to me, like it really, really upsets me. And I just think I'm exactly the same show. I feel like, what am I good for? I'm just here to do the washing, cleaning, cooking, to be yelled at, to be answered back, to be not listened to. And we have an ottoman at the end of our bed. And I'd spent ages folding the piles of clothes up. To be fair, I should have just put them straight away, but they were Dozers. And I was like, Dozer's going to do them when you get home. So I said to Kit, look, Kit, will you just be careful? Please don't knock the things off the ottoman, right? I went into the bathroom and I saw him with his foot. He kicked them onto the floor on purpose. Oh my God. I went absolutely psycho.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you've done that. You've done that to get a reaction from me. Like, he's a smart boy. I know he's only 4, but he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he did get a reaction from me. And then we had a blazing row and then he screamed and shouted at me. And it was just stuff like that. Like, no one else would ever treat you like that.
No, they've been treated like that. Yeah. And I just get like, from Axel now, I just get like eye rolls, like, oh gosh, she's talking again.
Yeah.
Oh God. Actually, Judy's my little mate at the moment. She's like, she's my little best friend.
Oh good.
So at least I've got her at the moment. She's actually on my side.
Oh, they've swapped roles.
Axel's still my angel. Like, is my angel, which is probably why he takes the piss out of me.
Piss out of you, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas Gigi, like, it's one of those, like, she knows that she won't always get my attention, so she's actually nice to me.
I'm getting so much sass from Isla as well. And I think hormonal.
Yeah.
And I think hormonally, actually, she is really, like, you know, straight back into my face, like, like doing this with her head. And I'm like, don't talk to me like that.
Oh, don't.
They're still off and they go back to school tomorrow. So they go back when this podcast comes out there, and they need it. They need it. They've had nearly 2 weeks off and it's time for them to go back to school.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, sister.
Hallelujah to that.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. And thank you again for supporting and buying the tickets to the tour. There are still some available. So please be quick and make sure you, as George says, get a few girlfriends together, bring your husband, whoever it is that you want to bring, or just come on your own and you'll meet some best friends that night. And as always, we would love you to rate, review, subscribe and give the podcast a little follow.
Yeah, and if you're not on Instagram, we will put the link to buy tickets in the show notes. And of course, please do send over your suggestions. In fact, we might put a suggestion box on Instagram for any like guests or topics you'd like us to cover in the live show, but also on the podcast. We'll also pop our email address in the show notes, so again, if you're not on Instagram, you can send us an email, and we will be back on Friday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Hold up, what was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.